Hey, Michael, I just met your wife. She's a really nice woman. Really friendly.
We met a long time ago. We've been married a lot of years now, and
How did you meet, actually?
oh gosh, we met back when we were both students at Arizona State University in Tempe, Arizona. And I had volunteered to be the one of the tour guides for new students, foreign students who were, just coming in for that school year. And it was the end of August, and it was very steamy, very hot day. And I remember I met the students, there were maybe four or five of them waiting in front of the student union for this walking orientation tour of the campus. It's a beautiful campus, by the way. And so, I remember, she was sitting on this bench, and I went, and she smiled at me, I smiled at her, and there was some kind of spark,
Like a
right?
connection
There
or
was a connection, there was a connection there. And I, we went on this walking tour of the campus, and when we were done, I kind of reluctantly sort of said goodbye to her and the rest of the group, and kind of said, see you around. And I think the next day, even, she went and found out who I was and where I worked, and she dropped in my office and
Wow,
said
that's pretty
hi.
cool. It's pretty romantic.
It was very cool, very romantic. And funny thing is, that particular bench where we met on our anniversary, 20th anniversary, we went back to the
No
campus where we
way.
met, and we took a picture of ourselves on this same bench. Because this is where we first met.
What a great story.
It was very cool to go back there.
So, in terms of your personality, how are you guys similar?
How are we similar? Oh man. I think we're more different than anything. I think our biggest similarity is that we're both so different. In other words, that we're both very tolerant of people who are different. And so we kind of get along. We have an understanding that we're going to misunderstand each other most of the time, but we sort of approach that with a kind of humor and flexibility. So I think that's what makes our relationship work, is that we've got that kind of agreement.
So do you think that's the key to any successful marriage?
Is not getting so upset at misunderstanding each other, or kind of using misunderstanding as a way of getting to know each other. I think that is one of the keys.
That's nice. Thanks.
Sure.